just want to give compliments to all of you who are having a bechina on Bas Rachav tomorrow that you've been attending shir. Those who have been preparing Kol HaKavod, those who are not preparing, I understand. But I feel bad that it's a sugya really that would be a sugya that's kedai for you to enjoy. Okay, we left off over here on Daf Kapei Amad Aleph. We were had moved over from the world of Hanoah Shelo Kedarka temporarily, though we'll return to it, not today, but later the next time, when we get to Yitzhak Sheb, more of the Guharki do Arla. We moved off of the Sugya of Hanoah Shelo Kedarka into the world of Misrapim. Amarav Yaakov, Amarav Yochanan, Bakom Misrapim, Chutzmi Atzei Ashera. And we saw the Gemara set this up as an ukimta of Sakonas Nefashos. And even though on Sakonas Nefashos we have a klala v'chai bahem, that all Yisurim Shebetorah should be set aside when we have Sakonas Nefashos, but we have an exception of Avodah Zarah. And that's the Gemara quotes the name of Rav Eliezer, v'chol nafshecha, lama ne'emar v'chol modecha, v'chulei. We have an exception of Avodah Zarah, and Atzei Ashera, Kanereh, are subsumed under the world of Avodah Zarah. So, what we dealt with last time was simply why in the world of the Gemara over here, quote the Braisa of Rav Eliezer, the Chorah, the principle that Avodah Zarah, there is a din of Yehereg Shal Yavor, is a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Brachos. It's the beginning of Perek Karoe and Nun Dalad Amar Aleph. The Mishnah over there says that we have the pasuk of Yehavta Hashem Alkecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol levavcha, says the Mishnah, b'shnei yitzrecha b'yetzer hatov v'yetzer hara u'b'chol nafshecha afilu hu no teles nafshecha. I mean, why in the world bring in over here a braisa of Rav Eliezer if we have a Mishnah? So he pointed out last time is that it's true we have a Mishnah, but the Gemara in Brachos over there in Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis says this Mishnah is Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. This is the way Rabbi Akiva learns the pasuk. However, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva's sparring partner, he learned differently, and that we saw in Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. He learned that in the world of a person tells you La'avod Avodah Zarah or I'll kill you. So Rabbi Yishmael paskins Ya'avor va'al yehareg. Rabbi Yishmael holds there's no din of yehareg v'al yavor by Avodah Zarah. There may be a din of yehareg v'al yavor by Ritzicha. There may be a hekesh also to the world of Arayos. But Rabbi Yishmael disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. Once Rabbi Yishmael disagreed with Rabbi Akiva, so then each of them would learn the pasuk differently. Rabbi Yishmael learned the pasuk as the Mishnah does, b'chol levavcha, your entire heart, b'shnei yitzrecha, hu hadin b'chol nafshecha, with all of your kochos hanefesh, just like with all of your kochos haheart, all of your kochos hanefesh, and then b'chol modecha, all of your kochos hamama. Namely, Rabbi Yishmael learns the pasuk as we, as many people normally say it, that the b'chol we have over here, simply three b'chols that are totally on the same level. If we learn like Rabbi Akiva, so b'chol levavcha, we have an ascending order. B'chol levavcha means with all of our life. B'chol nafshecha, that already means with all of our existence. How then do you move to b'chol ma'odecha? That's where Rabbi Eliezer deals with, where it comes in and points out that there are individuals who put their money above their existence, and therefore we have over here both of them that I mentioned, Kanera, there are enough people like that that the Torah felt that it's worthwhile to remind them that Akash Baruch Hu takes precedence even over their mammon. But basically, in other words, our Gemara is assuming that you know there's a machlokas Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Eliezer has to explain the pasuk according to Rabbi Akiva. That's why the Gemara brought in Rabbi Eliezer, sort of like the end of the equation rather than the beginning of the equation. Okay, but let's move today over to the world of Asherah. Asherah is subsumed under this din of Yehareg v'al Yavor that we find by Avodah Zarah. However, being nehene from an Asherah is not being oved Avodah Zarah. The fact that I am nehene from Atzei Asherah that's a malach, that's an Isur. Lo yidbak v'yadcha mumim anachayim. The Asherah is Avodah Zarah. I'm being danef for it in the world of refuah. In what way do we have over here Yehareg v'al Yavor? The Yehareg v'al Yavor is bowing down to an idol. The Yehareg v'al Yavor is an Avodah Savodah Zarah. Someone tells you, be Oved the Savodah Zarah, I'll kill you. So here we have at least a three-way machlokas Rishonim, perhaps even a fourth way as well. But let's see over here the Rishonim al-Atar, and we'll start off with Rashi. Rashi at the very, very end of the Kafeim with Aleph points out, Lomar Ehovet Borecho Yoter Min Achaviv Alecha, be it a Nefesh or be it a Ma'od, Misrape Ba'atse Yashera, Nir'e Kemodeba. What do we call this in halachic language? This Nir'e Ka'ovedba? Marisayin. That we have over here a Marisayin of Avodah Zarah. For whom? In whose eyes do we have this Marisayin of Avodah Zarah? We're talking over here about Sinna. Again, according to Rabbi Yishmael, that we only have a Din Befarhesia, so we have a whole congregation of people watching. But we're working now with Rabbi Akiva. We're talking about Betsinna. You have a Goy and a Jew in a room, and this Jew is using the Atzei Asherah for purposes of refuah. In whose eyes is it nearer? In the Goy's eyes. It's your eyes. You want to get better. You're not Oved Avodah Zarah at all. You just want to get better. This is your trufa. Right, but it's nearer the fact that you're using, that's the chora what Rashi is saying. Hamisrape bi'atzei asherah. Again, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no din of farhesia, not necessarily any other Jew around, and you yourself who's using it, you're using it simply for a refuah. Someone tells you this is going to help you. You have no intent to be oved avodah zarah whatsoever. This is not Tosfos. This is Rashi. So we have over here a marisayin. In whose eyes do we have a marisayin? In the eyes of the goy. Since when is this a yehareg v'al yavor? If you have no intent to be Oved Avodah Zarah, and Stam, the Goy, who cares about what the Goy thinks? I mean, Maris Ayin is Bechlal. You know, there's a Pasuk in Chumash, V'yisim Nikiyim Hashem in Yisrael. That's an Asmachta for Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin is basically, they're Yisurim Drabbanan in every area of Halacha. If you, Baruch Hashem, the Encyclopedia Talmudus, they didn't wait to the letter Mem for Maris Ayin. I don't think they got up to it even in the volume they published last week. But they do have Ches. Chshad. So if you look in the end of the volume of Chshad, there's this whole 30-page entry on the world of Chshad. You have Marisayin in Ishus, and you have Marisayin in Machos Asuros, and you have Marisayin in Avodah Zarah. We have Marisayin all over the place. You shouldn't have a ring that has it on a Tzura, because it's Marisayin of Avodah Zarah. There are a whole bunch of Marisayins. What in the world does this have to do with Yehareg Va'al Ya'avor? So here there's... I didn't intend it this way, but there's a fascinating Gemara that talks about Ava and Yira, not the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, and not the Rambam at the beginning of Yisrael Torah, not the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tshuva. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is one of those Gemaras that you sort of wish didn't exist, because with the Yishonim and the Achronim don't know what to do with it. The Gemara over there quotes a machlokis between Abaye and Rava. Itmar, reading smack in the middle of Daf Samach Aleph and Beis in Sanhedrin. Itmar, ha'oved avodah zarah me'ahava umiyira. You're not being oved avodah zarah because you believe in the avodah zarah, but you love mitoch ahava. You love a certain person. You love your, let's say, achav. He loved Yizevel, and so he bowed down to the Baal because he loved Yizevel. This was his way of courting her, or miyira, or you bowing down because you're afraid of someone. Someone is going to do something very horrible to you. If you're going to be not the Oved Avodah Zarah, Itmar HaOved Avodah Zarah Me'ahava U'Mi'ira. You have the starts Naaman. Naaman, who had to go back, recognized Elisha told him to be Tovil in the Yarden. He was Tovil. He said, "Wow, Hashem Hu Elokim. But what am I going to do? I'm going to have to go back home, and my commanding officer, he's going to my king. He's going to insist that I be Oved Avodah Zarah. I have to be Oved Meira. He'll kill me if I'm not Oved Avodah Zarah. So what's the din if someone is Oved Avodah Zarah Me'ahava U'Meira? Abaye Omer Chayav. Ma'naf Gemina, his motivation. The bottom line, he's doing a Maisa Aveira. However, Rava Amar Potter. Rava says, this isn't Oved Avodah Zarah. This is just motions. You're not actually being Oved Avodah Zarah. Avai Amar Chayev the whole Polcha. Rav Amar Pater, I Kabli Alebi Aloha in Ilolo. This is your motivation is totally external, extraneous, nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Nu Machokas Avai Rav. This is not one of Yalp Kagam. How do we paskin? We paskin like Rav. So everyone says, just a minute, what happens to the whole din of Yehareg Al Yavor? What's the circumstance of Yehareg Al Yavor? A goy takes you and says, you bed down to this idol or I'll kill you. Isn't that Yira? And Rava says, Patur. So what's going on over here? Rava says, that's not Avodah Zarah. Where do we have a din of Yehareg Al Yavor? Yes?
Is it possible to separate them?
Yes, how would you separate them?
Because Yehareg Al Yavor is definitely a function of Avodah Zarah, but of the not doing the Kiddush Hashem when it should be done. Then it could be that he's not truly doing
Avodah Zarah,
but it might be something
that's to give his life. Wow. Mashuhu. That's beautiful, Mendel. In other words, Mendel just is a Gilgul of the Avi Nezer, but we'll get to the Avi Nezer in a minute. All the Rishonim gives different answers. All the Rishonim, they're bothered by this. Tosus on the page says that over here in Avodah Zarah, Afa gav the perek ben sorah moru amra boz kochavi yehareg ve'al yavor. And here, why yehareg ve'al yavor? We pass like Rava, you're potter. Your potter. So Tosus gives an answer. This brings in the Rambam Shita. What if a person chickens out? So in the end, he's not going to be chayav misa because it's really not avodah zarah. In other words, he's not really doing it. The whole din of Yehareg Al Yavor is l'chatchila. That's one answer. Tosus says it. Tosus has another answer that maybe Ahava and Yira don't refer to this person, but they refer bichlal to the Avodah Zarah. This Avodah Zarah is all not, no one takes this Avodah Zarah seriously. No one thinks really that a totem pole is does anything. But may Ahava, there's an emotional connection to this totem pole, so people bow down to it because it reminds them of their Native American forefathers. But not that anyone really has anything to do with it. Or Haman. No one thinks Haman is really Avodah Zarah. But you don't mess with Haman, right? So everyone bows down to him because he's Haman, not because he's Avodah Zarah. That's what we're talking about over here. It's not the particular Jew who's doing. There are all sorts of terutzim. There is the Ran has terutzim. There are all sorts of terutzim. The Lechora, what Mendel is mentioning is a terutz that will help us understand Rashi. What Mendel is basically saying is that in Hachinami, for a person to be Oved Avodah Zarah Miyira is Patur. That's not, there's no Chiyuv over here, there's no Eloka, this is not an Isur, the Oraisa, there's no Onish on this. Why is there Yehareg Al Yavor? Because Nir'e Ka Oved Avodah Zarah. Namely, what Rashi is telling us over here is that all Yehareg Al Yavor by Avodah Zarah is only a Marasayim. Because when the moment you're doing it out of fear, there's really no Avodah Zarah. It's there's an Easter of Maris Ayin, and what the Gemara is telling us, that's the Din of Yehareg Al Yavor, is that on the Maris Ayin, that's what you have to give up your life for. That's the Chilul Hashem, that you appear to another individual to be accepting of Avodah Zarah, even though deep down you're not. Namely, we have a reality, and we have the perception. In terms of the Onesh Patur, that's the reality. In terms of the perception, that creates a Yehareg Al Yavor. Just to read it in the language of the Avnei Nezer is a Sachet Shofar Rav. So he wrote this twice. He has a chelak of Yoredeya. So in the chelak of Yoredeya, he has a whole bunch of tshuvas dealing with Avodah Zarah. So he has in Siman Kuf Kaf Chet Si'if Hei, and in Kuf Lamed Aleph also Si'if Hei. So he says, The problem was Avodah Zarah me'avo miyira is patur ukvar amdu atosus baze va'alzeh tiris. He wants to put this into the Rambam. The mikol makom kevan shenira la'nochri she'oved be'emes, and it appears to the nochri she'over ba'asei devahavta havechilu Hashem neged hagoy. Havechilu Hashem neged hagoy. Shar averos, because we have a din of a chay b'hem, so there's no chilul Hashem. Ma'ashein ken Avodah Zarah if haya nechshav avoda, that's already Haya over ba'asei davar hafta. L'chori, that's what we have by Chana v'shiva banel, right? That by the seventh son, the king was already sort of tired of all the blood, and he told the kid, look, I'll drop my ring in front of you, but you just pick up my ring. You have no kavanah, don't worry. I know you have no kavanah. You know you have no kavanah. Let's just go through the act. For everyone else, that's the nira ka'oved avodah zarah. That's Yehareg Al Yavor. That was, it was not a a meaningless act. It was an act of martyrdom. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. Yes?
When we're talking about the goy, are we talking about the goy that instructed him, that threatened him, the Yarek Goy Avor?
Yes.
You know, that goy knows?
That's a good question. He knows. No, he doesn't really know. He thinks that he is going to get you to be over to Avodah Zarah by hook or by crook. Namely, he thinks that you realize that you better be over to Avodah Zarah. In other words, that he thinks he's putting, he doesn't think it's an act. He doesn't want you to act. He wants you to be Oved Avodah Zarah.
Maybe going don't care about Kavanah.
Okay, it could be. Ech shelo yeyeh, but that's already enough. If there are other people around, so kal v'chomer v'beno shel kal v'chomer. But even if there's no one around but the goy, but he thinks that he's getting you to be Oved Avodah Zarah in what he views as Avodah Zarah. In his mind, simply bowing down without Kavanah, as Rabbi Aaron mentioned, that's Avodah Zarah. Okay, so in his mind, you're being Oved. Yeah?
According to this, what's the makar? Should the makar be Chel Hashem?
So this is why the Avodah Zarah wants to put this into the Rambam. Because the Rambam says that the din of Yehareg V'al Yavor is the kiyam of Yehdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. It's not that you're Yehareg V'al Yavor because otherwise you're being over Avodah Zarah, you're being an over in Yisrael Avodah Zarah. And it's not that in the world of Ritzicha you're going to be over in Yisrael of Ritzicha. And it's not that in Arayas you'll be over in Yisrael of Arayas. The alternative to Yehareg V'al Yavor, according to the Rambam, is Chilul Hashem. That's how the Rambam begins over there, the perek, you know, his perek, perek hey, in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Kol Beis Yisrael Metzuvim al Kiddush Hashem HaGodol Hazeh Shenemar V'Nekdashti B'Soch B'nei Yisrael. In these shalosh averos, Amrimu Yavor Ba'al Yehareg V'al Yavor. In other words, Halacha Beis follows from Halacha Aleph. In other words, that we have over here. Why did the Rambam do that? Because the Rambam knew the Gemara of Ahava and Yira. And he said there's not going to be an Iser Doraisa of Avodah Zarah if it's beside Yira. There's not going to be an Iser of Gilei Arayos. We pass like Rava, Patur. That's the Avodah Nezer. Now I can read all the language of the Nezer. Ra'isi la Harambam shekosav dan man b'chuyav limsor atzmo begidla averos mishum kiddush Hashem. Udvarav nithlu mimeni. Kiddush Hashem is shar averos v'farhesia. That's Rabbi Yishmol's halacha. What does that have to do with Rabbi Akiva? You're being mevatel the mitzvah of ahavas Hashem. Torah says v'yahavta b'chol nafshecha. You're being mevatel the din of v'yahavta b'chol nafshecha. In the tzlichas damim, we have a svara, my chazis, we'll get to. And Gilui Arayas, we have a hekesh. And b'hada ein misrafim, kosav rami shum tam v'ahavta. So why did the Rambam bring in v'nikdashti? V'nire d'ha Rambam hukshalo kushya hanal. Obeid avazar, mi'avo mi'ira patur. Ukvar amdu beze, I'll say tiritzaram, you come up and kenshin nira le nachrish avet avazara, va over basay de vahafta vichul Hashem. Okay, excellent. That's what you put it into the context. I was going to say it later, but we'll say it now. No problem.
Yeah. I mean, maybe this will come up later, but we saw around in Katrina, we were bothered, how does he explain the Makar Yadra and Gemara? How does he go ahead and then he just ignores, argues on the Makar and Gemara?
It's a very, very good question. He deals with the Makar and our Gemara. We'll come to it, okay? We don't have enough knowledge yet. But it's an excellent question. Okay, so far we have Rashi. But Tosfos didn't learn like Rashi. All right? Had Tosfos learned like Rashi, we wouldn't have this Tosfos. Chutz me'atzei asherah. The Nira Leri, the Ri didn't take Rashi seriously. Marasayan is Marasayan. It's a nice Yisur Drabban. It's not going to bring about a din of Kiddush Hashem. What do we do with the Gemara of Avo and Yira? So Tosfos has Terutz. That Gemara is neutralized. Pshat, what's Pshat over here by Asherah? Why in the world should there be a Yehareg V'al Yavor and Asherah if there's no Avoda of Avodah Zarah in this situation? And you're able to read the Ma'ariv Kigon She'ein Yochol Esrape Mishar Eitzim Ela Bazeh Kigon Ayedei Sheidim Oshum Davar Acher Mishum Da'osi Lemit'ei Basar Avodah Zarah. Okay, what over here is Tosfos? Is Tosfos concerned about what the goy thinks? Right. Over here, this is where you began in your comments, right? The Jew. We're concerned about what the Jew is thinking. I, this Jew, is into it just for the refuah, but what? Right. This is where Ruchstein spoke about the slippery slope. Namely, that once this refuah works, and so of course this refuah came from the Eitz Asherah, that gets the Jew to be thinking, maybe there's really something to it, and that slippery slope brings about the principle of Yehareg V'al Ya'avor. This Tosfos is not an exception. This Tosfos is is echoed by many other Bali Tosfos, be it in Avodah Zarah, be it in Sanhedrin and elsewhere, by the Tosfos HaRosh here, by the Rosh, v'chulei, made it into the Chachmei Sfaradim Aram Chalva, and, as you saw, made it into the Mechaber. The Mechaber Paskins, like Tosfos, in Siman Kuf Nun Hei, where the Mechaber is talking about the din of Bakol Misrapim, Ove Kochavim Shabala Rapos es Yisrael v'amar lo kach mimayim eila o me'ilan ploni shehem shel elilim asur. Im amar lo kach mimayim eila o me'ilan ze v'lo hizkir shem elilim afo pi shehem be'os amayim v'osu ilim mitzvim elay tzalilim then muta kevan shel otala harifuwa ma shehem elilim. Okay, in other words, it's a question over here, all the mefarshim, be it the shach, the taz, the gra, they all deal with how much does the goy have to really bring the Avodah Zarah into the background. Is it enough that the goy mentions that this happens to come from Avodah Zarah? Is it that the Jew knows it comes from Avodah Zarah? Does the goy have to actually say that there are special powers in this? Those are all questions in terms of how far does this slippery slope go. But basically we have over here an Iser of Avodah Zarah in potential, namely a sort of Yomus Zakai v'al Yomus Chayav. Since this is going, in other words, that this refu is going to lead to Asi Lemit'e, so we view it already Al Shem Sofo and brings about a Horeg Val Yavor. This is not Rashi. This is not a question of Marasayan. This is the slippery slope that we find in Tosos. Were there not to be a slippery slope, were it simply to be which Tosos continues at the end. Avol ayedei tachboshes shari. That if there is no connection at all with the world of Avodah Zarah, just happens to pick it up, then there is no problem at all, even though it's Atzei Asherah, even though it's Aser Bahana. Okay, so he was over in Iser Hana of Avodah Zarah. That's not Yehereg V'al Yavor. That's Char Averos. That's the rest of the world. So Tosfos, and again, where you draw the line, that's the Shach and the Taz and the Gra and the Mechaber. How much Avodah Zarah has to be in the picture in order for us to have this slippery slope. So these are two approaches. However, the Ran, you saw, disagrees with both approaches. The Ran is both on the Rift or in the Chidushei HaRan. In the Chidushei HaRan, it's a little clearer, but he says basically the same thing in both places, where the Ran points out, quotes Tosfos, and he says it's a very nice Perush, and Bemet Tosfos has a raya from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Kozayin by Ben Dama, and Bemet we even have a Gemara later on in terms of Rav Avahu. They were in Avodah Zarah, Daf Kozayin and Daf Kofres, and we even have a Yerushalmi in that respect. However, there's another Yerushalmi that we have, a Yerushalmi in Perek Ein Ma'amidim, not a Yerushalmi in Shabbos, the one that Tosfos quotes. This Yerushalmi and Avodah Zarah, lo mashma hachi. Dehasam amrinan dehedya, afiu amru lo havei alin stam, vehevi lo me'atzei ashera. There's absolutely no slippery slope over here. There's nothing. There's no marasayin. There's nothing. Yomus v'ayis rafei behem. We have an Iser Hana'ah of a din of lo yidbak v'yad chamu menachem. We have an Iser Hana'ah from Avodah Zarah, and that the Herg Ve'al Yavor, Vishchamin and Mina, the Taima de Isura, Lav Misham Dilma Asilam Shuche Vasar Avodah Zarah, El Lefishu Over Alav de Lo Yidbak, the Yod Chamuhum and Menacherim, Ve'af Agav, the less Agav, the Avodah Zarah Mamash. Here the principle is, Ve Avodah Zarah, Vekulu Lave Dila, Amrinan, Yehareg Ve'al Yavor. This is called in the language of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Avizrayu. Avizrayu. We have Avodah Zarah and we have Avizrayu de Avodah Zarah. We have Gili Arayas and we have Avizrayu de Gili Arayas, or Shvichus Damim, and we have Avizrayu de Shvichus Damim. B'chol Lave de Arayas, Amri Yehoreg de Yavor, that since we see in the world of Arayas that we have Avizrayu, why limit it to the world of Arayas? Move it over to the world of Avodah Zarah. Where do we have Avizrayu in the world of Arayas? That's the story in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Adaf Ayin Hei Amad Aleph about the person who's infatuated, and even though there is no Maisa Bia, which is the Iser of Avodah Zarah, but simply we're dealing over there with far, much farther removed contact that the Gemara says he heard Yavor even on the Re'iyah Me'achriyah Geder v'chule. We have he heard Yavor. Not pitom. There's no Arayos. That's a world of Israel. Yes.
Well, the other can't explain a Gemara as a sociological phenomenon. We don't want.
So we'll see in 1 minute. So what David is pointing out is that not everyone learns the Gemara over there as of Israel, the Gilui Arayos. The Rambam, when he the Rambam when he quotes that Gemara in the end of Perek Ches, the end of Perek He of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, doesn't mention the phrase Av Yisrayu. The Rambam over there speaks about Misha Nasan Enav Beisha V'Chala V'Not Alamos Amar Rofim Emlo Refuah Adshiti Boelo Yomos Valti Boelo Afilu Pnuya Afilu Diber Imam Yachori Hagoder Ein Morin Lo Bekach V'Yomos V'Lo Yoru L'Daber Imam Yachori Hagoder Shelo Yehu V'Not Yisrael Hefker. It's a Migdar Milsa. Chazal made Migdar Milsa. So it's like the person who's Mekadesh, the Bia. Migdar Raisa is, not only is it not a problem, it's she's Mekudeshes. Migdar Abanon, they were Mafkiya the Kedushin, or they claim that, where it's that the person gets Makas Mardus, because it's Pritzus. Oh, yeah, this is Pritzus. Pritzus is not, doesn't come under the category of Yehera Gayal Yavor. However, the Ran wanted to understand that we do have this principle of Yehoreg v'al Yavor. Afal pi she'en gilui arayos mamosh, ela do'avar behem belo tikrivu legalos erva, duhu lav de gilui arayos. Here, the Ran b'cholzo does require a minimum condition. Namely, it's not everything that's in the world of arayos. You at least have to have a lav de oraisa. And here the Ran moves over into the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, the famous Machlokas in Simon, in Lo Saseh Shin Nun Gimel, right? All NCSY students or know that, Shin Nun Gimel, right? In other words, in terms of Nishuk and Chibuk, etc., as to whether this is a Dinda Oraisa of Lo Sikrivu Legalos Erva, or they understand, and NCSY, they understand that the Ramban says it's only Drabanan. Firstly, what do you mean only Drabanan? Okay, but so just Yehori V'Yavor, it may be a difference to Raisa and Drabanan. Nice Chanukah, it's only Drabanan. But the Ramban over there really says two things. First, he says he thinks that it's Do Raisa without Malkos. And then he says that maybe it's an Asmachta. Ech Shelo Yiyeh. But the Ran over here says you need an Iser Doraisa. It's not enough to have a Drabanan. It has to be Iser Doraisa of and whether the forms of expressing one's taiva that are mentioned there in the Gemara are Iser Doraisa. That's the machlokes between the Rambam in Perek Kaf Aleph, I think Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Kaf Aleph Kaf Beis, and Shindun Gimel in the Sefer HaMitzvos, as opposed to the Ramban. However, once already you open a Pandora's box of Avizrayu, then the question is, where do you draw the line? Where does one draw the line? There is a Shach in Siman Kufnun Zayin, Sivkot Anyud, who quotes the Ran that you need an Iser Do'oraisa. However, the Gra over there in Siman Kufnun Hei, he quotes a Rivosh that the The Rama in Siman Kufnun Heisuf Gimel points out that Yayin Nesech Bisman Hazem Mutalis Rapospo. So he says Baran Perakolsha Mashma de Shavel Shari Sum Drabanan, and that's the source for the Rama, that Isurim Drabanan, one is allowed to use for refuah. The whole Arasugi of Bakomas Rapim Chutzme, etc. is by Yisur Doraisa. Yisur Drabanan would be mutter for a chole. Aval Harivosh Simon Reishnon Hei Kosav the Efcher Dagav Shitve Nokat Aval Yayin Nesech Harehu Bichlal Ovados Kochavim Ukamo Atze Ashera Va'af Agav De'en Bahem Elolav Ba'alma Osur V'chein Gili Arayos Afilu Yisur Drabanan Or it's why limited to Yisurim Daraisa, Avizrayu, go down even to the world of Yisurim Drabbanan. That's also a world of Avizrayu. And therefore, not only Yayin Nesach, which is a Daraisa, even Stam Yenam of Zman Hazeh, Yayin Nesach of Zman Hazeh, where there's no Mamash Avodah Zarah, and Yisurim Drabbanan would also be part of the Avizrayu. V'chein Yayin Nesach, Asru Bahano, V'asuch Yayin Nesach Mamash, V'chule. Then he continues. All of this is Bechlal Avodas Kochavim. Ayen Shah. Ela, L'Sfara Rishona Disif Beis, Af Avodas Kochavim Mutar Kai Gav. The passage like Tosfos. So then you need the slippery slope. The Kol Delo Omar Le Dafka Mirvos Kochavim V'Yayin Nesach, the Kolshkein Bizman Hazeh, and V'chulei. Namely that we have, you know, it's, you could say that there's no din of Israel at all, that's the Rambam. You could have a din of Avizrayu and limit it to Doraisas, or you could have a din, a din of Avizrayu and include also dinim derabanan under the world of Avizrayu. The Rav Shechter, I wasn't around in YU. I came in Aliyah many, many years ago. But Rav Shechter said that there was a Maisa Shehoya in YU X number of years ago. That means sometime within the last 30 years, I wasn't around. That there was a young man from YU who took out a girl on a date. And they decided to go on a Ferris wheel. And they went on a Ferris wheel, and it was towards sunset or whatever. And the operator of the Ferris wheel didn't realize that they were still on the Ferris wheel, and he closed the Ferris wheel and walked away. And they were up on top, and they shouted down to him, he didn't hear them, and he just walked away. And so the girl told the boy, I can't stay here. So this is Yichud. So the boy says, yeah, but you're like, what's the alternative? And she says, it's a Hari Vel Yavor. And so she tried to go down, to climb down. The boy stayed there all night. But she tried to climb down, and she fell, and she hurt herself very, very badly, and she sued the Ferris wheel company for putting her in this position. The Ferris wheel company said, you should have stayed up there with the boy, and then in the morning we would have taken you down. You know, like, what's the big deal? So she said, no, Jewish law says I have to, this is Yari Val Yavor. Jewish law says Yari Val Yavor. And this went to the court system. Again, the boy stayed, he didn't bother him. But, because the question is there Yehri V'Yayah? We're talking about Yichud, right? Yichud of Apnuya. Yichud of Apnuya is a din drabanan. It's a gzera of David HaMelech. So is there a din of Avizrayu on dinim drabanan in the world of Gilei Arayas? That was Melchok between the boy and the girl in the Ferris wheel. And that was her suit against, she had to prove that it was us, that according to Jewish law, there was din of Yehri V'Yayah. Yes?
Even if it is
din
Yehri V'Yayah, does that mean one has to kill himself? There's a difference between allowing themselves to be killed or standing and letting someone kill them versus actually going and pulling the trigger and killing oneself, committing suicide in that circumstance.
Firstly, she didn't view it as though she was killing. She didn't. She didn't jump to her death. Right? She tried to get out. She viewed it as something that the Torah didn't view onus as being a poter. That's the Hari V'Yavor. B'chol HaTorah Kuhu, we have a din of V'chai Bohem, and Onus Rechman HaPatre. And over here, we don't have a din of V'chai Bohem. How Onus Rechman HaPatre and V'chai Bohem intervene, we'll talk about it. I'm just talking out, using the terminology, that generally we have a p'tur. Generally, there'll be a dispensation in situations. So over here, this is our machlokus. This is the machlokus. In other words, once the Ran opened the Pandora's box of Israel, so you can have a revash. You will say it applies even to Stam Yenam. Right, that applies to anything which is in the constellation on a level of a Doraisa or on the level of a Drabanan. Okay, so we have then over here so far three machlokas rishonim. How does the Rambam learn the din of Asherah? How did the Rambam learn the din of Asherah? That's a question, because Rambam doesn't quote the din of Asherah. So it's, in other words, the Rambam in Perek Hey doesn't mention that the Bechol Misrafim Chutz Me'atzei Asherah. He quotes the Braisa at the bottom, or the Braisa, the member at the bottom. Ki Yotzer Rav and Rav Yochan Bechol Misrafim Chutz Me'avodah Zarah Gili Arayos U'Shvichus Damim. So the question is, did the Rambam simply assume that Asherah is part of Avodah Zarah, either like Rashi, or like Tosfos, or like the Ran? It's hard to say he's like the Ran, because he doesn't mention Avizrayu. it's hard to say he's like Tosfos because that requires an ukimta, and the Rambam doesn't mention the ukimta. Like Rashi, we don't, in other words, according to Avi Nezer, that's the Rambam Shita, we don't know that the Avi Nezer is really the Rambam, that's the Avi Nezer and Mendel. We don't know if really the Rambam agreed to that Shita, that Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah. The Rambam has a different understanding of Ava and Yira as well in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. So I'm not sure that that's what the Rambam meant. So it could be that the Rambam viewed Asherah for some reason as coming under the general world of Avodah Zarah. Or it could be, maybe, and this is what the Minchas Chinuch says, Rambam didn't bring it down because why should it be Aser? There's no Avodah Zarah. There's no Yisra Avodah Zarah. In Achinami, there is a Lishna Kama over here of Rav Yochanan, but there's also Lishna Basra. And the Rambam passed like Lishna Basra. You're over, you're Bakol Misrapim, chutz mi Avodah Zarah. To be over to Avodah Zarah, to be Misrapim, that you're not allowed to do. But to use Asei Asherah, that's being Nehenah from Yisra Avodah Zarah. That's a Stamalav. That's mutter, like Shardvar. In other words, the Minchas Chinuch Alatar. There's this huge Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvahs Kuf Tzadi Vav. No, Resh Tzadi. Probably Resh. Kuf Resh. Remember?
Definitely Tzadi Vav.
What? Tzadi Vav, right? It's Kuf Tzadi Vav or Resh Tzadi Vav. Reish Tzadivah, right. It's in the Parashas Emor, B'nikdash Yibizot B'nei Yisrael, Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem, there's this long on Minchas Chinuch, sort of like the length of the Mishnah Lamelach in Perek Hei of Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah, that deals with everything under the sun relating to the world of Kiddush Hashem and Yehar Yavor. So there he assumes that the Rambam simply didn't paskin like this Gemara, because there's no reason. You need a reason to bring Asherah into the world of Avodah Zarah, either Av Yisrayu or Maris Ayin or Slippery Slope, and the Rambam didn't have any of these halachos, so Asherah is Shari Surim and it's Mutar. However, Rav Uchtenstein pointed out that Yitachem, that the other way around, that not that the first Maimar of Rav Yochanan brought in Asherah to say that even Asherah, that's the way Rashi went, even Asherah is only Maris Ayin, even Asherah is only Slippery Slope, even Asherah, which is of Israel. That's the way Rashi, the Ran, and Tosas learn. Maybe the Rambam understood Dafka Asherah, not Stam Avodah Zarah. Dafka Asherah, you would have a din of an Isur Refuah. Name of that we, maybe we really pass on like Rabbi Yishmael, that there's no din of Yerag Val Yavor by classic Avodah Zarah. You have a din of a Chai by classic Avodah Zarah. However, Asherah is unique in its Chumrah. Where do we see that Asherah is unique in its Chumra? There Rav Uchtenstein quoted the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav. That the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav in Perek Ches points out in Halacha Aleph. Okay, right. In Halacha Aleph, thank you. That if we have an Esrog, any of the Arba Minim that are Yavesh, Gozel, Gonuv, V'chulei, O Shehaya Me Ashera HaNe'evedet, Afal Pisha Bitro HaAshera Mila Avda, then it's Pasul. However, Haya Echa Mehan Avodah Zarah, L'chatchila Lo Yito, Pasnish, right? It's Mos. Avol Natal, Yotza. Anyway, so we have a Halacha that in the world of Dalad Minim, that Asherah is more chamor. That's the Gemara. It's not the Rambam, it's the Gemara. The problem is, what the Gemara mean? The Gemara speaks about Asherah the Moshe. So some Rishonim say there was once upon a time an Asherah of Moshe, nothing that exists currently. But the Rambam doesn't speak about Asherah the Moshe. Osha hayame Asherah ha-ne'evedet, afal pisha bitlu ha-asherah milavta. Talking about any run-of-the-mill Asherah, which has been taken to its potential, it's ne'evedet, even if it was bitlu mila avda, which generally works as a means of uprooting the Avodah Zarah, we have this chumah. Why? You want to say something to you?
Is Ephraim here? Okay.
No, he's probably, he may be studying upstairs. He looked for him in an empty room. He has Zohida tomorrow.
Upstairs?
Wherever, in an empty room.
Sorry.
Okay. What's the uniqueness of Asherah? What's the uniqueness of Asherah that it should be, according to the Rambam, more chomer than the rest of the world of Avodah Zarah? So the Magid Mishnah over there. I'm sorry, I've been moving over. The Magid Mishnah over there in Hilchos Lulav points out that V'tam Asherah Shehi Ikar Nitiyasa Lhiyosa Ilon Nehevad V'zeh Perush Asherah de Moshe the Hiskir Moshe. This is the Asherah Mida Oraisa U'kamoshe Kosav HaRambam Sham. He quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah Ilon Shenetao Mitchila Shetehei Nehevad Asur Bahana'a V'zohi Asherah Hamura Batara Ad Kan Lashono. Now she's quoting the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah over there in Perek Ches, I think it's Halacha Gimel, that Yinitis of Avodah Zarah is in terms of its Yi'ud. The same way that the world of Hekdesh is a world of Yi'ud, it's a world of what it was destined for, and that destination gives it a unique status. So also in Avodah Zarah, we have something that was planted L'chatzchila for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. Namely, it's Avodah Zarah through and through, Minei Ubei. It's not something you came across. You came across a sequoia tree and decided to make a totem pole. Right? It's something that you planted for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, that its entire yeshut is one of Avodah Zarah. That has a different status in terms of lulav, in terms of ksusei mechta shiurei. Namely, it's kapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's as though it doesn't exist. It shouldn't exist. It should self-destruct. And yitachein, that hu hadin in bakol misrapim, namely that maybe really classic avodah zara you'd be mutter to be misrapim. However, this unique asherah here we have an issue. That's the first lashon of Rav Yochanan, and then the second lashon is no. In other words, we have a general principle of avodah zara. In other words, asherah will simply fit into the general rule. Yes.
Why would we pass an English comment?
Why don't we paskin?
Why would we pass an English comment?
I don't say. I'm just saying that the Lishna Kama could be understood. We don't pass like Lishna. I'd say the Lishna Kama could be understood not as even though it's only X, Y, and Z, even though Asherah is only. Maybe the Lishna Kama is telling us Dafka Avodah Zarah. You know, the Lishna Kama is before we have the Din of Yehari Ve'al Yavor by Avodah Zarah Gilui Ras and Shilas Damim. Maybe there's no Din of Yehari Ve'al Yavor by Avodah Zarah. The Sof Kol Sof. That's Rabbi Yishmael Shita. There are Rishonim Paskin like Rabbi Yishmael. Klal Yisrael didn't pass like Rabbi Yishmael. Klal Yisrael the Dorosov didn't pass like Rabbi Yishmael, but there were Rishonim, Bal Yatosfos, who passed him like Rabbi Yishmael. Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like Rabbi Yishmael. Rama doesn't pass like Rabbi Yishmael, but it's Machlokas Rishonim. So maybe the first Lashon is that over here we have this unique din of Asherah. Yeah? Why did they pass in like Rabbi Yishmael? I don't recall. Yeah, I hear what you're asking. I don't recall. I have to try and find it. I think it's a Tosis in Avodah Zarah. I have to find the Tosis, yes.
So when we say Asherah, we don't mean Dafka,
true. No, we're talking about the Asherah de Moshe. We're talking about what the Rambam is relating to in Hilchos Avodah Zarah over there in Perek Ches Halacha Gimel. Ilan shenetao mitzchilash yehei ne'evad asur b'hana'a v'zohi asherah ha'amura b'torah. On the Zohi.
It's dafka on a tree, even if you do the same type of Avodah Zarah to something else? Whether,
Yeah. In other words, this is the... In other words, the Torah dealt with the Yetzirah of man. There was a fellow who once learned here who was still not married, and he decided, after learning it for a while, to go to India. Like in Israel, a lot of people after the army go to India. So he was American, but he decided to go to India. And a frum fellow, he said that he could not believe the amount of Avodah Zarah that existed there, and that he understood for the first time what's an Asherah. In other words, that he would simply be walking around and sit under a tree and look up and see something in the tree. In other words, almost every tree had been set aside, every beautiful tree. I mean, India happens to be a country with a tremendous amount of aesthetic beauty in terms of the landscape and the scenery. And the trees, he said, Mamish, you felt the trees were talking to you. I mean, he felt this spirit of the Shadim all around. It was a very spooky thing. but he mamish, you know, said that you can't understand what an asherah is until you see an asherah, until you experience an asherah. So it's hard for us to experience, but that's.
How do the Tosafot and Paskin like Rabbi Shmuel deal with Aliyat Beit Knesset? $109, the
Amoraim
Paskin.
Amoraim. Nimnu Bukhar. Okay, Beseder. So they. What? He had other rayas that Rabbi Shmuel was correct. In other words, so you have the Nimnu Bukhar with the Amoraim, he has Rabbi Akiva, and other rayas. Okay, that's what we have over here in terms of the options of understanding Asherah. Our Gemara takes two inyanim and combines them. Namely, we have a sugya of Yehereg al Yavor, which is basically a sugya in Sanhedrin, and we have this din of Misrapim, which is our sugya over here. The Gemara, in other words, makes the two sort of into one. Right? Amar Rav Yochan b'kol Misrapim chutz mi'avodah zarah gila right to shvichas damim. Right, Avodah Zarah Hada Amran. The Hada Amran is we have the Din of Yehereg v'Yavor from the pasuk of Bechol Nafshecha, and Gilui Arayas we have the Hekesh to Shvichas Damim. Shvichas Damim we have the Svar. Then with the entire sugya which is brought in Sanhedrin is brought over here, and the Rambam appears to make that equation in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah Perek Hei, where he points out that in Halacha Vav. Ke'inyan she'amru ba'onsim, just as we have the whole sugya in Avodah Zarah in terms of Yehereg v'Ayavor, amru lehem akum, amru lehem akum, ke'inyan she'amru ba'onsim, kach amru b'chala'im. So also we have in parallel to that in the world of refuah. Ketzad, mi she'chala v'nata lomas amru arofim, v'osu b'davar plonim, yisurin she'betorah, osim. If it's one of those Avodah Zarah, kigoy rasim shvichas damim, then ein misrapim b'hem. That's the equation in our Gemara. The problem is that the Rambam makes one very, very clear distinction between these two, which is Omer Dorsheni. What if the person loves himself more than he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And he decides that if the Goy tells him, your life or Avodah Zarah, so he'll be Oved Avodah Zarah. The Goy tells him, I can be Merapi you with Avodah Zarah, he'll say, okay, bring on the Refuah. So the Rambam says that in the situation of kol mi she'ne'emar bo yehareg v'al yavor, in the situation of kol mi she'ne'emar bo yehareg v'al yavor, v'avar v'lo neherag in the middle of halacha dalet, hareza machalos Hashem, he lost his opportunity of kiddush Hashem, v'im haya basar mi Yisrael hareza chilolas Hashem v'ravim, u'bitol mitzvos asei shi kiddush Hashem, as we pointed out, according to the Rambam, the Yehereg v'Yavor comes under the realm of Kiddush Hashem. V'avra mitzvah lo sase shi'u chilul Hashem. Okay, he's really not going to get maftir Yonah. V'afal pikein, mishum she'avar be'ones, ein malkin oso, v'ein tzarech lomar she'im emisin oso be'bezdin, afilu harag be'ones. The bottom line is he was ne'enas. She'ein malkin u'memisin elo lo'ovir biritzono, u'be'edim u'behasra v'chulei. And this person was an onus. Okay, that's what the Rambam paskins, and he's very, very strict. What?
That's not the case in Shapim,
no. That's the case of Onus. Okay, and we know that there are Rishonim. There's a Ramach who disagrees with him. No, Mapto. However, the Rambam in Halacha Vav says that in a situation in Amar v'Nisrape, in a case of Avodah Zarah Gilares and Shvichas Damim, Onshin Oso Bezdin Onesh Haroilo. What Onesh Haroilo is a question. Does it mean Misa Malkos, or does it mean, you know, where it's whatever Bezdin feels in order to be able to get people back on the right track? But he's Ne'enash. And previously we said that he's not Ne'enash because he's an Onus. In other words, why do we have a distinction between the world of Misrapim and the world of Yehereg V'al Yavor if the Gemara combines them? We have over here a sugya which brings the two together. Raman begins. All the rules are the same, but the consequences are different. Why, if the rules are the same, should the consequences be different? You realize this isn't my question. Strangely, it's not the question of the Kesef Mishnah, or the Magid Mishnah, or the Lecha Mishnah, or the Mishnah Lamelech, or the Hagos Maimini, or even of the Migdal Oz. No one on the page asked the question, even though it's a glaring Omer Dorsheni, but everyone else asks the question. In other words, when you get beyond the page, then the Achronim begin asking the question, and I saw at least three approaches. One that we would call, I guess, Balabatish, one that we call Yeshivish, and one that we call Brisker. Okay, three approaches in ascending order from our perspective. So we'll Balabatish. In other words, I don't mean to say that it's not probably the right Teretz, but you know, it's a Teretz that is not a very conceptual Teretz. So the Balabatish Teretz was given by the Pri Chodosh. And that's found in the Sefer Likutim in the back of the Frankel Rambam, and the classic Yeshiva Shteretz was given by the world. That's the Minchas Chinuch, and the Or Sameach, and the Avodas HaMelech, and also there's a Sefer that was written by the Godol of Minsk. The Godol of Minsk wrote a Sefer called Or Godol, and he began to write it on the Rambam. But he only got as far as Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah. And so, in other words, most of the Simanim deal with Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah. So there in the very beginning, Siman Aleph, Siman Beis, that's where he talks about. But basically, it's, you know, again, the language differs, but it's the same schnitt. Nope. And then the Brisker Teretz, or is found in Rav Elchanan in Ksuvos. Maybe elsewhere as well, but I'm aware of it from Rav Elchanan. In the first sugyas of Ksuvos, in terms of onus beget, let's take them one by one just to see the breadth. Well, firstly, anyone here have a teretz? Yes.
I don't have a teretz question.
Yes. Questions are much better than teretz.
When the Rambam says that he's potter for onus from the beitin, and he says it's because there's no eden. In other cases, when there's no eden, he's chayav bidei shemayim. Does it mean like he's potter completely, or we don't know?
The Rambam implies that he's pater completely because he brings in the Eidim simply to point out that in order to be chayav, you need ratzon. And if there's no ratzon, you're not going to be chayav. How do we know that there's ratzon? If there are Eidim and a hasra, that's generally the way that we can be clear, sure, that this person, he can't claim onus, because when he did it, people said, do you know? You know, as he said, yeah, I know. That proves that he really is has a degree of ratzon. The degree of ratzon, so we have categories of ratzon. You have a degree of mezid, and then you have a degree of shogeg, which is sort of a passive negligence, you know, simply that you weren't careful enough. And then we have ones, which is clearly baal korcho, neged ritzono. So over here, the case is anasim. We're talking about the person being forced. That's the whole context of Yehari V'Yavo, when the person is being forced. Yes?
I think we saw last the concept of onus dinafshe, that yes. When you're forced because of your own situation to do something, it's less an onus than other people.
That's the direction pretty much of the classic yeshivish world. So let's first give the Balabatish Teretz. What the Pri Chodesh says in Sefer, what's quoted in his name in Sefer Likutim, is that in onus the hatzala is vada'i. Mashenkin in refua, there's no hatzala vada'i. Namely, the question is, what over here are my two alternatives? In the case of ones, the goy tells me that, in other words, you're going definitely to die if you're not over this avodah zarah. You're going to definitely live if you are over the avodah zarah. Namely, the person is choosing between life and death. In the case of refua, the person is ill. No one knows whether he's going to definitely die from the illness or not. And no one knows whether the refuah is going to really work. Namely, it's all in the realm of suffix. It's all in the realm of suffix. Particularly dealing with the refuah of avodah zarah, who says that the avodah zarah is really going to work? So you're basically, you know, it's in one case you're being over an iser, but you know that the alternative is vaday death and or vaday life. Namely, so there. The person clearly makes a decision, and even though he should make the decision for death, but he makes it for life. That's his onus. He wants his life. He loves his life. However, when actually it's suffek, namely, even if you're oved avodah zarah, he's still going to die. There's no guarantee. So to be oved avodah zarah on the chance that maybe you're going to live, that already is not total onus. You know, it's there's something there already. You deserve an onus that you are. You're risking your Jewish identity for a maybe, and that's what I call a balavach. You know, because then the tata zvarecha l'shiurim to a certain degree. And who says that the goy is really going to let you live afterwards? I mean, we all know the situations. Right. Okay. I'm saying, but it's a way. There's a difference between the two in terms of the world of Ados and or could be a difference to the world what is expressed in terms of the world of Ados. I mean, refuah is basically talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So who says that you're going to die from the illness? Who says that the medication is going to help you? But the classic yeshiva way is more what Ari pointed out over here, is that, I'll try and say it as lamdish as possible, is that when the ones is brought about by the mitzvah, in other words, had there not been an Isser of Avodah Zarah, there never would have been an ones. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the framework of the ones. The mitzvah created the framework of the onus. When the mitzvah creates the framework of the onus, then we have in Kol HaTorah Kula v'chai bahem. The Torah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if this mitzvah is going to put you in a situation of death, then don't do the mitzvah. If you by keeping Shabbos you're going to die, don't keep Shabbos. So over here, the fact that we have an exception in three areas, but if someone someone feels that he can't deal with it. So he'll go back to the rule, he'll go back to the v'chai bahem, namely when we have an onus which is brought about by the mitzvah. However, in the world of machla, the onus isn't brought about by the mitzvah, the onus is brought about by the illness. In other words, the not doing the mitzvah may save you. In other words, here the mitzvah only enters in the second stage. When the onus is created by the mitzvah, namely the whole situation is created by the Torah. So when the Torah creates a situation, generally we have a din of v'chai bahem. Sometimes we have, when the Torah creates the dilemma, generally we have a din of v'chai bahem. Sometimes we have a chiyuv of yeherig v'al yavor. And if the person doesn't go to yeherig v'al yavor, so onus rachana patre. But when the situation was not created by the Torah, situation is totally created by the world of teva. And then he can use the Torah to save him, in order to go against the Torah to save himself, there, ma pitom, that we're going to view that as the same category. Yes.
Would you kill Shabbos in chai bahem?
In which you mean in terms of misrapid?
Right.
In other words, okay, we have to, you're correct. What we have to do is tweak this a little more. In other words, certainly the world of misrapid, we have the din of shar mitzvos, and we have the din, the heter of ones. Okay, the heter of ones rachmana patre. The heter of onus rachmana, maybe a little differently. Right. I was trying to read it the way in Minchas Chinuch. But in Minchas Chinuch, your question is very powerful. But if we'll take it more the way of the Or Sameach and the Avodas HaMelech, when the onus is created by the Torah, then such an onus we will call an onus. Masha'en came when the onus was created by Halichos HaOlam, and you want to use an Aveira to remove the onus, there's no din of onus rachmana patre. There is a din of v'chai bahem by other mitzvos, but there's no heter of onus. We can't use v'chai bahem because that's overridden by b'chol nafshecha. But what do we want to use? We want to use the concept of onus rachmana patre. He's onus. That was the Rambam pointed out in Alcha Dalet. There's no onus, even though he's over and over and over and over, but there's no punishment because he's onus. There are two different levels of onus. There's the onus that creates the situation, and the onus that you can use to get out of the situation. The first one we'll call onus, the second one is an onus of a different nature. Yes?
Why aren't they both similar? They're both coming about in the world. One of them is naturally, someone gets sick, the other one is in the world. Someone threatens to kill them. Why? What's the...
No, because the threat to kill you is because there's a mitzvah of, in other words, that the goy doesn't want you to keep the Torah. We have the Torah. The goy is upset that you're keeping the Torah, and therefore he threatens to kill you if you continue to keep the Torah. Right? That he doesn't want you to keep the din of Arayis. He doesn't want you to keep the din of Avodah Zarah. So the onus is created by the Torah. Mashiach, in the second case, the onus is created by your fever, by your illness, etc. You want to use an Easter in the Torah to solve your problem. That is a different world. In other words, you can compare them. Most Rishonim compare them. However, the Rambam distinguishes between them. Here, on chenoso masha roilo, when the world of Her Yavor enters in, not as the cause of the issue, but as the result, but as a means of healing, of solving the issue, that's a different form of onus. Yes. Certainly, yeah. No, you can't. Mendel was machavi to the Arineza. You can be machavi to the yes.
In both situations, the chachila you're supposed to rather die, but the emphasis is different. And for onas, the emphasis is kiddush and chil Hashem, whereas for b'chol mishrapim, the emphasis there is the avera itself. And b'diavad, we can't punish you for violating kiddush and chil Hashem, but we can punish you for the avera.
I think that's what we're saying. I think it's you're reworking the same concept. We worked in three different ways. It's basically the same shiluk. This is all as opposed to Rav Elchanan points out. Rav Elchanan deals with what is the nature of the ptur of onus. Why are you pater ba'onus? So classically, we would say you're pater from onus because there's no reason to be chayiv you. Namely, the chayiv comes about for some degree of pshia. In mezid, there's a tremendous amount of pshia. In shogeg, there's a certain degree of pshia. In onus, there's no pshia. You didn't do anything wrong. There's no negligence on your part. You just got sick. There was no negligence. You walked into the wrong part of town, or the goy walked into your side of town. You didn't do anything wrong. You did nothing at all wrong. And therefore, onus rachmana patra. You didn't ask for this situation. You didn't want this situation. You didn't bring about this situation. Right? You're out of the picture. If we take that approach, then there's no difference between onus goy and onus machala. They're both situations where you had no part in them. However, there's also a different hesbir for the world of onus, and that is that onus rachmana patre means that an act that you do in a state of mind of onus is not viewed as your act. It's not viewed as your act. It's as though it happened b'meila. It's not something that you did. You are a gavra. You're a personality. You do acts mirotzon. An act that you are not doing mirotzon al pi din, al pi halacha, is not considered to be your act. And so therefore, when you are, when the act, in other words, in the classic case of anas, right, you're being asked to bow down to an idol, and you're being told otherwise you're going to be killed. Your bowing down is ba'onas. That's not your act of bowing down. There's no ma'isa avera. It's as though you were bent, and namely, you didn't do anything for which you should basically be chayav misa. It's true that there is an aspect of chilul Hashem and a lack of kiddush Hashem v'chule, but there's no ma'isa aveira avodah zara, so you can't be punished if you didn't do a ma'isa aveira of avodah zara. However, in the case of choli, you're deciding to do the act. This is an act meiratzon. You're deciding to be misrape. The act that you're doing is being misrape, to be misrape with the avodah zara that you're doing consciously. That, in other words, and that's your ma'isa. It's true. You're not doing it because of pshia. There's no pshia involved. But we're not looking at the question of pshia or non-pshia. We're looking at the question, is this your act or is not your act? If it's your act, then there's what to be machayev you. If it's not your act, there's nothing to be machayev you. So the question is over here, the act which is being done, is that being done by onus or by ratzon? In the case of bowing down, in the case of the anus, the act is being done by onus. And therefore, that's not considered to be your act. Mashen came the chole, he's doing his act beratzon, he's making a conscious decision, I want to live, and therefore I am doing this act, and that, on that he's going to be chayav. That's the brisker approach. Yeah?
Why?
I don't know if I've fully seen the distinction. In other words, if a fellow is about to die from an illness, so internally he may perceive that it's like a gun in his head, in which case, what exactly is the difference?
People have choices. It's a person who has an illness. He can decide to go to a hospice. He can decide to fight it with aggressive chemotherapy. He can decide to go to Mexico and try drug therapy. And he can decide, he has a lot of choices. He could have tried, decide to use Avodah Zarah. These are all his choices in terms of how he's going to deal with the situation. He's not being forced to be, he's not being told, the Obed Avodah Zarah are going to kill you. No one's saying that. In other words, that's the, yes?
What about this decide for him?
What about?
What if others decide for him? What if he's in a state unconsciousness,
so clearly, so then that's not a question of onus. Then he's in a gedder of being potter from mitzvos. If he's potter from mitzvos, there's nothing to talk about. People reach levels of being potter from mitzvos, and then of course there's no chiyuv of fasting on Yom Kippur, and there's no inyan of putting, you know, words of putting this person into a sukkah. He's potter from mitzvos. So right. This we're dealing over here with the conscious decision, right? That's the case in the. And he decides to be lokeach. Okay, so we have over here three options. Well, we have, I'll answer the question in a minute. I just want to say what we haven't yet discussed and what we still have to discuss in the sugya. And I'm only trying to deal with the issues that really relate to the sugya. Because if to do Yehorg V'Yavor, we can spend until Purim on Yehorg. There's a tremendous amount to do. But I'm trying to just deal with those areas that deal with the sugya. So we have to. Well, we're still going to see. Now we'll turn the page, and see the makoros of Gilui Arayos and Shfichus Damim that we haven't seen, and then we have over here this Tosfos that opens up a window into the world of Yehareg V'Al Yavor in terms of Kumva Ase She V'Al Tase Hanas Atzmo and Hanas Atzmo, and then we have the question of the Rambam's psak that we saw, that in a situation where he's over v'lo neherag, what is his status? Machlos Rambam and the Ramach. Those are basically the topics that we have left to discuss. Okay, that I plan to discuss. In other words, to cover the sugya as we have it here, jumping off. So in terms of Mari Makamos, it's basically, well, if you can continue a few more lines in the Gemara, and we'll try to get back to the question of Lokadarka. If you continue in the Gemara up to Itmar, Hanoha Bolo Adam Bal Korchot, because next year is not Monday, next year is a week from today. Okay. A week from today. So Itmar up to the middle of the Amud, Itmar Hanoha Bolo, in terms of the on the page to see, of course, Rashi and Tosfos sends you to Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalad and Tiksuvas. See over the Tosus over there as well in terms of Esther Karka Olam and the world of Farhesia. So Tosus here, Tosus in heaven, Tosus in Suvis. The Baal Hamor over here is just a very short Keta, but the Baal Hamor and the Ramban are really in Sanhedrin. So we'll see the Baal Hamor and the Ramban in Sanhedrin. And on the Rambam, I mentioned to you to see the Hagoah the Ramach. If you have a Frankel Rambam, it's there. Otherwise, it's in the Kesef Mishnah. And we'll try and see what are the how to weigh the criteria. Basically, how to weigh the criteria when we have ethical and moral dilemmas. In other words, what goes into the hopper in terms of trying to make a decision. And basically, almost every situation is Machlokes Rishonim. But we'll try and understand what is the how to understand the Machlokes Rishonim. Okay. You said there. Okay. We have a Freilich and Chanukah for those who aren't here.